Greetings, fellow aviator. Carl here. Welcome back to Talk 8 in our series of basic meditation instruction for airline pilots. In today's talk, we'll explore a challenging subject for most pilots: emotions. Most of us equate a show of emotions with weakness, and none of us wants to appear weak or unbalanced. We also understand that emotions are responsible for some of the most awful experiences we can have. But if we buy into this emotions are bad idea too strongly, we're missing out. Emotions are often very useful and responsible for some of the most rewarding experiences. It's a mixed bag. I would never suggest that a pilot should show more emotions. On the contrary, you can keep your poker face. What I am suggesting is a more useful way to be with emotions. A frequent source of our stress and distraction begins when we try avoiding our unpleasant emotions. This strategy of avoidance works about as well as turning up the volume on your car stereo so you don't have to listen to that screaming wheel bearing. For the purpose of this talk, I'd like you to think of negative emotions as your internal caution and warning system. Would you fly a jet without a caution and warning system? We all understand the basic actions when it comes to a caution and warning: identify the problem and silence the bell. We take corrective action by moving through a series of steps to deal with the emergency. The word emotion has its roots in Latin. E or ex means out, and emotion literally translates to move out or move through. When an emotion alerts us, we need to identify the problem in order to silence the warning. Identify, not ignore. In a jet, we don't consider a flashing red light and a bell bad because they're unpleasant. Yet, when an unpleasant emotion wants our attention, we often try blocking it out of our experience. Turning poker face, hiding our emotions from others, into poker mind, hiding emotions from ourselves. And when we do this, we make things worse and we suffer even more. Emotions, like tension, occur at the intersection of our thinking mind and our feeling body, and all emotions have some bodily component to them. Just like tension, emotions can trigger thinking, thinking can trigger emotions. With mindfulness and meditation, we learn to pay attention to our emotions, identifying what they're trying to communicate to us by being curious. We pause, bringing awareness to what's happening in our body while it's happening. Checking in, identifying the problem and allowing the warning to silence itself by moving out. As aviators, we often have a critical or negative momentum of mind out of necessity. That critical mind takes in large amounts of data while it searches for threats. It's comparing past experience with current information in an attempt to create a safe and certain future, which is normal and useful, right up until it's not. Suppose you're finishing up a trip before your vacation starts when your phone rings. Crew scheduling appears on the caller ID. In that brief period between stimulus and response, we have a bodily experience, a negative emotion which triggers a proliferation of thinking, story-making, concepts, and ideas. These stories are all about how we've been screwed in the past and how we're about to get screwed in the future. Our critical momentum of mind creates a negative mind state, triggering emotions and thinking and more emotions in a feedback loop. All of this takes place in mere seconds, and we haven't even answered the phone yet. Is fabricating a bunch of self-imposed stress a good use of that brief moment between stimulus and response? What if you answer the phone and find out you've been displaced off your trip at the end of your vacation? You just got an extra week off. The good news changes your mental state and emotional experience instantly. You like these emotions, the stories they generate, and the relief in the body. you allow them to move through you with little resistance. That negative critical mind state that created the self-imposed stress is sticky like Velcro. Velcro brain latches on to negativity in feedback loops, emotions triggering thinking and vice versa. And more often than not, the reactivity and anguish we experience in the moment about how awful the future is going to be never comes true. Mark Twain once said, "My life has been filled with tragedies, most of which never happened." In our gym of awareness practice, we can develop a different momentum of mind that I call Teflon brain. Teflon brain allows all emotions, pleasant and unpleasant, to move through by identifying what's going on and allowing the cautions and warnings to fall silent on their own. It can be the difference between momentary discernment and prolonged anguish and worry, either of which can operate behind that sky god poker face. Today's guided exercise will be different as we work with identifying the impact words, thoughts, and images have on our emotional state. Relax into a comfortable, alert posture. Briefly scan your body for tension and see if you can relax it. Let it go. Check in, moving your CG of awareness into a more embodied experience, right here, right now. I'll give you a minute to find your anchor, your bodily attitude indicator, and take your seat as a naturalist observing your own experience. As you observe your experience, be curious. I'm going to say a series of words, pausing after each one. In that space, I'd like you to just notice the impact the word has. See how these words land in the body and be curious. No. Don't. Stop that. No. Take a moment now to collect yourself. CG in the body, observing your experience, and I'll say another series of words. Yes. Excellent. Very good. Yes. Go ahead and check in again, re-centering yourself on your attitude indicator of choice, your bodily anchor. For the next few minutes, practice on your own. If thinking, positive or negative, triggers a bodily reaction, just notice that. Then go back to observing the bodily sensations as they come and go, past the watering hole. Wrapping up this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes. As you do this, notice how you feel. Whether our negativity is coming from the crap we encounter in the world or from our own autopilot-generated inner dialogue, it has an impact on us. Negativity triggers emotions, which trigger ruminative thinking and worry, which triggers tension in the body, which triggers negativity and emotions. Round and round we go, on autopilot, with our caution and warning systems stuck and the flashing lights and bells going off. Trying to ignore it only makes it worse. Distracting ourselves, particularly with more negativity like watching the news, might feel good for a moment, but ultimately leaves us even worse off. Pay attention to your caution and warning system and what it's trying to communicate to you. Notice the external and internal triggers of tension and negativity in your life. Click off the habit-driven autopilot and insert a pause between stimulus and response. Then, choose the direction or path you want to take, positive or negative, with intention. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.